Welcome back to Super Tati's. We are going to do for Shoftim. I am recording early as I plan to be traveling this week, but I want to have something available for you. So a couple Mivchar Pninims that I thought were very, very poignant. But just skipping from where we were, just to one on Shar HaSevel, I've been spending a lot of time thinking about the meat of patience and opened the Erech of Sevel, hoping that it would tell me a little bit about patience. He shows a lot of different things. A little bit about patience, but a little bit about dealing with suffering and carrying pain. And here he had a couple pieces on worrying, which those of us who've learned Orchos Tzadikim have seen, that Sefer spends a lot of time talking about Daiga as well. Here he says, V'amara Daiga al-mashalohaya rachol, worrying about something which could be in the future is a terrible illness, painful illness. Those who've learned Shard B'Tachon, there's actually a quote there, not terribly dissimilar from Ben Sira, that he says, you shouldn't be, you know, don't worry about something which hasn't happened today. He has one more piece here, V'amar sama mavas tov yosir mina daiga. Tov nina daiga, is that poison, deathly poison, is better than worries. The first thing is that as we go through the list of inexcusable worries, at the top of it should be these worries that are so far, in the future, let's talk about today. And then the second one is that generally worry is, it's painful, it's injurious, and we should invest time in trying to be more present and more appreciative of where we are. Next up is an Alshich about the Egla Arufa. It's an interesting Lashon that you have when you have the gathering of the leaders together, V'kapir la'amcha Yisrael, have a kapara for all of Klal Yisrael, Asher Padisa, that you've redeemed. Do not allow innocent blood to be shed and have a kapara. So what exactly is happening? So the principle that he uses here is that when something like this happens, it's really the responsibility of all of Klal Yisrael. It's all of their, it's on them. It could be that their averus had caused this, but notwithstanding that, the averus of those in a closer concentric circle, those of Klal Yisrael, are greater. So therefore, the Kohanei Ir are davening for all of Klal Yisrael. And that's why they say, Kapir le'amcha Yisrael, ve'al titein dan naki bekerav amecha Yisrael. That's why they say all of Alib Yisrael, right? And when Hashem saw them davening for the broader Klal Yisrael, and the broader Klal Yisrael is in need of all of this, really, they should be davening for themselves. Nichaper lahem adam, they get the kapara too for the ir krova. So this is an interesting approach, a very, very interesting approach on generally the idea of if you need something, daven for somebody else, and you're davening for somebody else who needs the same thing, you'll be answered first. And we learned that by Avimelech, it's a question whether or not it's something you can be used. So I've previously analyzed and discussed, it's a machlekes achreinim. I think there's a Chassam Sofer that quotes somebody else who says, maybe you shouldn't do it lechachila, and it's about altruism. So if it's about altruism, your altruism is completely undercut if you're really just doing it for your own betterment. But nevertheless, the other side of it is that, you know what, we have a letter from Rabbi Akiva Eger telling somebody else, I'm ill, you're ill, let's daven for each other and get it to work. So this is a very interesting thing, but you know, sometimes we could use it also to say that it's leveraging altruism and needs of all of Klal Yisrael. So that's the way that he explains it. And then he gives a second one. He also says one which is kind of a respectful usage for everybody. He says, it is shelo yevakir pinkansam. Basically, you don't want to write it down. Meaning sometimes you speak broadly and generally not to embarrass anybody or to kind of poke a bear. You just speak very, very general about all Klal Yisrael. That's why it says it that way. And that way it'll be a kapar for them because it's more respectful, it's less embarrassing. And what. So the next one is, this is an off-quoted source, and for me it's always important to hear around Parsha Shoftim is the idea where it says, Shoftim v'shotrim titein l'cha b'chol sha'arecha. This is talking, it's Musar. He finally quotes an earlier source that I didn't know, is at Sefer Yetzirah. We have seven gates for the Nefesh, two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, one mouth. And these sha'arim need to be guarded. And that is a reminder to all of us. It always comes around at the time of Elul to be guarding what's coming in, what's going out, right? And that often can be a guide for our avoda at this time. Last thing I'm going to talk about is an Orach Chaim. Orach Chaim here is talking about, interestingly, the nature, the going in between the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer HaTov. Now, generally, the interplay with the two of them is something that we're kind of always adjusting and trying to figure out. But he says, when we talk about a milchama, when we talk about a war, he creates an analogy, and he quotes here a Zohar. It's interesting, I've got a Sefer Yetzir and a Zohar today. It wasn't intentional to get so mystical, but here we are. Kiti kravli alechem aleha vekarasa aleha l'shalom. So this is in Psukim Yud through Tez Zayin, the long Parshia. It says, first you go and ask shalom. So he says, this is exactly this Parsha. He quotes Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. He says that Kadosh Baruch Hu sent a neshama to a person from the Olam HaElyon to try to give you hadracha in the proper way. And with this, it'll keep you away from doing averus. So what does he tell to the neshama? He says, when you come close to the ear, which is the goof, and how do we know it's an ear? If you look in Sefer Koheles, there's this whole long extended analogy of the ear katana, which is talking about a person. And the ear katana has a melech miskein, and he's trying to control the city. And that's the same sort of duality. You know, is it your yitzhah, her is going to control you or whatnot? So the ear katana, according to the Zohar, is your body. And the milchama is you need to be very strong to be able to succeed. And it says aleha, specifically because you're trying to kind of rein in that Yetzirah. And then he gives an amazing ha'ara. It says, v'karasa aleha l'shalom. It says, you call out in peace. Meaning to say, you are not trying to shecht and kill the Yetzirah right away. But rather, you call out in peace and you say, how are we going to take Ruchnius and Gashmius and balance them in a way that we can live peacefully and harmoniously? And I think that that's constantly a rebalancing and constantly a avoda. But I think that that's an important ha'ara for those of us who are trying to do a gut rehab on who we are. In Elul, I think that the better way to say it is, how am I going to get my Yetzer Hara on my side, right? And how am I going to properly manage it so the Yetzer Hara wants to be my friend? And if you do that, it's really a good mahalich for getting greater direction. Have a wonderful Shabbos.